O God, who didst deliver thy Son from the hands of Herod, grant that we may be delivered from all dangers of mind and body, and made worthy to reach our heavenly home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is a ferial day, children, which means there isn't any particular saint's feast day, and we're having the votive mass of the holy name of Jesus. We had that feast day last month, because that's also the mass that we use to honor the holy child, Jesus. And today is the feast day in some places of his flight into Egypt. You know, when Herod wanted to kill our Lord, and the angel came to Saint Joseph at night. He always came at night, and he was sleeping, and Saint Joseph was a light sleeper. The Blessed Mother was too, because she was always watching over the holy child. Well, St. Joseph sensed something was going on, and he opened his eyes, and imagine he saw, as he had seen before, an angel standing next to him in his bed. And the angel had a short, important message. He said, "Arise, get up, take the child and his mother, and fly into Egypt, because Herod is seeking the life of the child to kill him." And that was it. And right away, St. Joseph didn't, as we might, complain. It's the middle of the night. How can I get things together? Because they didn't have any light back then, you know, they just had lamps that they could light or candles. How can I get things together? And I'm sleepy and I can't even think too well. He didn't say a word to complain. It was the will of God. He accepted it. And the Blessed Mother, she didn't say, "Well, I'm sure since he's the Son of God, God will take care of his own son. Let's wait till morning." No, no. She was absolutely obedient, children, right away. The both of them got together what they could. They didn't have much money. They were rather poor. But later on when they got to Gaza, you know, they'll give some money to the poor because poor people are usually very generous. And whatever they had in the way of food, I was thinking maybe they took some bread with them and they probably had dates because dates travel well. And maybe they had olives as well. There were lots of olive trees back then. And I don't know what else they could possibly have taken. It wasn't too much. And then it's still dark out. There the Blessed Mother's on their donkey, holding the baby Jesus, and they're in a rush, and they hope they don't forget anything. And St. Joseph is guiding the donkey, and off they go. It will be a journey of about 10 days at least, I think. But they go because God, through an angel, tells them to. In the meantime, Herod, he's got that plan, thinking that our Lord is competition for him being a king, and he sends his soldiers to Bethlehem with the order. Remember, we had that on Holy Innocents Day after Christmas, with the order, "Kill all the baby boys, 2 years of age and younger," thinking that would get our Lord to, only he had escaped. Why? Because of the obedience of his parents, they acted right away. Well, that's the story of the feast. I was thinking the last couple of days about this feast day, children. We call it the flight into Egypt. Now, today, if you heard the phrase "fly into Egypt," you would think that means that you would contact the airline, probably contact them online, and get yourself a reservation on Egypt Air so you could fly from the Holy Land into Egypt, book a one-way flight. But back then, to flee means to run away from as fast as you can go. There's a secondary meaning that we use today for flight, which means get on an airplane and fly like a bird through the air. Well, that's not what they did. But still, you might say, even though it was a long, hard trip, imagine how tired you would get walking over the desert dunes, and it was cold in the desert at night. Or if they were in the forest and maybe there were animals there and there wasn't any road or anything like that and it was slow and there weren't really any inns or hotels or restaurants to go to, how hungry they would have gotten. I remember St. Joseph, he made sort of like a little tent with his cloak and his staff, and he made like a little tent sort of and he stretched it out to protect the Blessed Mother and the baby Jesus from the wind. And that's just the best he could do. But what do they take with them? They had to have a ticket, you might say, even though it wasn't a flight on an airplane. And what was that ticket? It was obedience to God. It was obedience, which means doing what you're told right away, even if you don't quite understand why, how come this has to be. And I was thinking this too. Did any of you ever take a flight on an airplane? Maybe that would be something to look forward to one day. But it's a rather difficult thing to get on a plane anymore because on account of the Mohammedans and the terrorists, they think that you would probably make a likely terrorist too. We all know how wild a second grader can get. So they check you before you get on the plane. And you have to go like this sometimes and they pat you down as though you were a criminal and you can't carry certain things with you and you have to take your shoes off to get on the plane and if you have water, sometimes they seize your water. You're not allowed to take water. That's considered very bad. I'm not sure why, but it is. Or little bits of metal, for example, like on your buttons, or if a bishop would have a cross, you would get into trouble with your cross, and you have to go through an x-ray machine too. And all of this, what would that mean for a flight if you wanted to take a flight with Jesus away from the devil who wants to kill our souls? Well, I think that means you have to leave behind your way of doing things, your reaction to things. And of course, once again, the idea of grumbling or complaining or knowing better or just taking your sweet time carrying out God's will. Nope, you have to do it just right away. What they're looking for, of course, when they check you before you get on a plane today, is a weapon. For example, they don't want you to carry a gun or a large samurai sword or anything of the sort, I think, on a plane in case you might try to hijack the plane and hurt people. Well, you're allowed spiritually, if you're on the flight with the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, to carry a weapon with you. What weapon would that be? It's the weapon of prayer. Because no matter how grumbly you might feel, or how tired, or how slow to do God's will, and how ready to complain, doesn't matter. If you have that weapon, and it can just be a little tiny thing, no one would even know you're carrying that weapon of prayer, it changes everything. And you get to be strong, and you get to survive. Because remember, what's the idea? King Herod, he stands for the devil. What does the devil want to do? He wants to kill Jesus. Jesus where? Jesus in your soul. How? By trying to get you to commit a mortal sin. That's why we have to fly from the occasions of sin. If you, for example, had somebody that you knew who wanted you to do bad things, you wouldn't spend any time with that person, and if someone spoke to you in a bad way, you would just leave right away, wouldn't you? You wouldn't look at anything bad or speak that way or do anything because it's an occasion of sin. And sometimes there's lots of people who laugh at things that are wicked and evil and want to make you think, oh, well, it's not such a big deal. Oh, yes, it is, because that sin could kill Jesus in your soul. I've got to fly right away. I get my weapon out, prayer, and I flee. Right away, and that way the devil will never, ever be successful. Well, that's what I'm thinking about today, and maybe you could have some holy thoughts like that during Mass. Remember, today is the feast of the flight into Egypt, but your whole life long, every day of the year, you have to be flying too. It's an airplane ride, but you have to buy a ticket, and the ticket is prayer. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.